Let's do a brief experiment in releasing muscle tension. You can do this sitting or standing. If you're sitting, sit on the edge of your chair with your feet planted firmly on the floor and your arms resting loosely by your sides. Close your eyes to block out any external distractions. Bring your attention to your right shoulder. Slowly shrug your right shoulder up towards your ear. Just lift it as high as you can comfortably. Pause for a moment at the top, and then slowly and smoothly as you can, begin to let your shoulder and arm relax back down. Take your time. Pay attention to the sensation of deliberately letting your shoulder relax. Good. Pause for a moment. Notice how shrugging like this made the muscles between your neck and shoulder tighten and harden. You deliberately tense those muscles, then deliberately relax them. We call this appendiculation. Let's repeat the process just to make sure we have completely relaxed the muscles that shrug the shoulder. Again, shrug the right shoulder as far as you can, comfortably up towards your ear. Again, hold it for a moment so you can clearly feel the tension. And then slowly begin to let the shoulder and arm relax back down. Look out for any jerkiness in the movement as your shoulder descends. Feel how the muscles that shrug the shoulder soften and lengthen as your shoulder and arm melt down. Very good. Pause for a moment. Okay, one more time. This is the last one. Shrug that shoulder up to your ear, feeling the shrugging muscles tighten, pausing at the top so you can clearly feel the tension, and now we slowly and smoothly as possible let the shoulder and arm relax all the way back down to complete rest. Good. Compare the feeling now of your right shoulder to your left shoulder. What do you notice? Do you now feel like your shoulders are all lopsided? Which one feels more relaxed, more comfortable, more long? If you have a mirror nearby, stand in front of it, and you might be surprised to see that your right shoulder is now resting lower than your left. You can repeat this sequence on your other shoulder too, so that both sides will feel relaxed and free. Now, imagine if you could do that for every part of your body, all your muscles. Do you think that would be a useful skill to learn?